Last year, shortly after the Plaza Classic Film Festival, I interviewed three young filmmakers. They were 17-year-old Brandon Abeta, Carlos Chandler, and Skylar Carrion, who had a pretty significant role in not only their film club, which was part of their high school activity, but also in the film festival itself. And they are back here with me now at the ripe old age of 18 each to tell us about their role in this year's film festival, which will be taking place in August. Welcome back, gentlemen. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
It's good to be back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was very excited that, A, you're still friends. This is good. this is neat to keep your buddies in high school.
We had some really rough patches.
I suspected as much, yes. But also that you have an even more significant role this year. You've been hired.
We have. About a month ago, we were contacted by Julie Tarwater and Eric Pearson from the El Paso Community Foundation. Skylar's really the one who knows exactly what this is. I was too excited.
Yes. Well, it really started back in December. I had the idea. I pitched it to Julie. I was like, you know, it'd be great if Brandon and I could do like an ad for the holiday sale that they do for the pass for the whole festival. And she was like, that sounds like a great idea. But as time went on, it just kind of, we ran out of time. There was no, we couldn't plan anything, and life just got in the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But from that, and I think the reaction that they had from the short film that we had at the festival that year, I think that really helped us build it into what we're going to be doing now.
Which is?
Making, I believe, 5 ads. Mm-hmm. For this year's festival, this year's Plaza Classic Film Festival.
So when you got the information on the phone, this is the point where Brandon was squealing uncontrollably.
Oh, the
he was dancing around.
Now, let's back up a little bit. Give me the background on how you three got involved in the filmmaking at Coronado.
Well, Skylar and I, it started with us. It was journalism intro. We talked about Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and we hit it off immediately. Through Skylar, I met Carlos, and who is our writing genius. He writes all our scripts, and we were all best friends instantly, and we've been doing it since then. It's freshman year, and we're back this year to finish off our, I guess you could say, trilogy of films together for the film camp that we do at Coronado every summer.
And you have won first place every time there's been a competition at this high school level. Is that correct?
We did.
Is there a first place?
It's not really first place.
Yeah, the first year we got best direction. I felt we got snubbed for best picture.
Sorry, I didn't realize that you had some uncomfortable moments as someone else took the award, so to speak.
Last year with Interrogation 101, we did
category. Okay, so the first one was Douglas Truman, A Career in Review, and that was a 12-minute film, which is no small feat to create something that length. Then Interrogation 101, 18 minutes, 5 seconds. That's a pretty beefy size film, again, to sustain attention. And again, you mentioned that Carlos, who has been fairly silent, is your writer.
You
write the movies. What are your specialties? I know now you are the script writer. Skylar, what's your...
I do a lot of the camera work. I like to direct, like, the shots and stuff. I like to get cool shots.
Okay, yeah. Brandon?
I'm usually a backup director to cinematographer and producer. We always pull together the sets. So, I mean, we really have a good division amongst all of us. We share the roles equally.
Yeah.
And you're all technically, as far as audio, lighting, all of that stuff, you all have your skills down pretty evenly, you think?
Oh, yeah. I would say, yeah.
I would say so, definitely.
It's very much a group effort, I think, because when it comes to filming, you know, it's not just me with the camera. I mean, I'll have a pretty good idea, and then if not, I'll ask, you know, what do you guys think? Mm-hmm. And then I do the majority of the editing, but that one is always tough for me, too, because I always need another person there to be like, okay, I put it together, but does it look good?
That's a sign of somebody that cares about their work. And yeah, that's what's going to keep you going in good directions, is being willing to take that critique. So right now, what you've got going on, besides coming up on graduation, I believe, isn't it?
Yep. It's our last year.
Yeah. Well, where
are
you
going? Some of us.
For some. God willing, this is your last year in Coronado, and I suspect I'm not the only one who was in it. But, okay, you have graduation coming up. Mm-hmm. You're working on your third and final film together. Can you give us any kind of a little preview on that?
If you like, okay, I don't want to give away too much because it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be probably the best movie ever. And it's probably going to be the final movie I ever do because I'll never make one better than this. But if your favorite band is 3-6 Mafia and your favorite movie is The Blair Witch Project, but you're just really not satisfied with both of those and you don't think they have any sort of synergy together, you're really going to like this movie a lot.
Okay.
It's going to be your favorite movie.
It's the How It Should Have Been Done.
Exactly, yes.
Movie. With all due humility. Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You guys don't take yourselves very seriously or too seriously. I'm not sure which yet, but I'm trying to figure that out.
Carlos pitched us the idea for this summer's film last night over, I guess, dinner, you could say.
And last night over. So this is very, very thoroughly
very
thought
recent.
Through at this point.
This is
point.
The first idea they didn't reject.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I had lots of ideas.
For a while, we thought he was just joking with us again because last story we had.
I mean, I've been serious about every idea. I just don't like some of them. So.
He just doesn't let you know he cares.
Yeah. It always ends up being this crazy story. I mean,
they made me cry a couple times. They just don't know.
Well, you got to be careful in high school. You know, that's cool. Okay. So this third and final film together, you would be submitting to The Good, the Bad, and the Indie.
That's right.
At the Plaza Film Festival. So you're going to have a vested interest in that particular part of the festival. You will have, by the time the festival comes up in August, which will be the 1st through the 11th, by the way, and it is, if you don't know out there, the world's largest classic film festival. Really an amazingly fast-growing event. This will be the 6th year. You will have 5 commercials for the film festival in the bag.
Uh-huh.
And then you will also be on site. So anyone who's listening and they wonder, I wonder what these guys look like, they will be the ones who are there filming daily recaps. Tell us about that.
Well, we are super excited to do this. I think above anything else, we were going to do, I guess you could say, like a daily vlog almost. Skylar and I, hopefully Carlos is still there before he takes off to England. That's a different story.
Oh, no.
We are going to just discuss areas that people could attend during the film festival, the restaurants even, and hopefully we'll get the opportunity to interview some of the celebrities that get to swing by. It's just going to be a fun, almost a, how would you say it, Skyler?
I thought it'd be a great idea to do this sort of countdown kind of thing. So even before the festival, Brandon and I can talk about the lodging in the area, you know, the different hotels and the different restaurants around the plaza.
Doing a little like tourism kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
You know.
Okay, and then will you be interviewing the people at the festival and posting your stuff on a daily basis during the festival?
Daily during the festival, you know, we'll talk to not necessarily the special guests, although hopefully we will, but we can also, you know, just talk to people, especially the big movies, you know, the big 7 o'clock movies where everybody goes and it's always packed.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. You guys are just, you do it all for the press passes, don't you?
We do it for the fun.
That's the attitude that will keep you, keep it moving. My guests today are just 3 delightful young filmmakers. 3 18-year-old fellows, Brandon Abeita,
hello,
Carlos Chandler, and Skylar Carrion, who are getting really serious about their filmmaking. They will be at the 6th Plaza Classic Film Festival, which will run August 1st through 11th at the Plaza Theater. If you want to know about that, you can go to plazaclassic.org. But as you see the commercials for the film festival and anything else, you will notice these 3 young men and maybe even see their film at The Good, the Bad, and the Indie. Thanks again for coming in today.
Thanks
for having us.
It's such a pleasure.
Always blessed.
Thanks.